Is daf nun test. So we got to the bottom of nun ches and beis. The Mishnah begins. Ain modedin elamina mumcha. A person could only use a mumcha. Rashi says a baki b'medida, an expert in measuring. You have to use such a mumcha. Tosas in the bottom actually quotes Rabbeinu Chanan. It's not referring to an individual, but it's referring to the way in which a person is derech yeshara umuchuvenis connected ha'ir. It has to be very exact type of measurement, not the individual. I'm not sure if there's they probably both agree that you need a mumcha and you need to use a very straight type of measuring. But either way, Mishnah says ein modedin ela mina mumcha. Riba lemakum echad umit lemakum acher. If when they're measuring, it came out, one part of the city was had a little bit longer than another part. The measurements were not exactly the same. When you're using 50 amma ropes, sometimes they pull a little bit longer than the others. So not going to be the exact measurements throughout the city. So what the din is, if one place is a little bit further than the other, riba lemakum echad umit lemakum acher shomim lemakum shariba. You listen to the one who has the longer measurement. You go with the greater size. Riba la'echad mi la'acher. If you increase for one person and if someone else you measure and it's a smaller shear, so shomim lemeruba. We listen to the one who has the larger shear. The Gemara is going to ask, isn't this the same thing? And the Gemara is going to answer. I'll just tell you now. One is referring to a place, the makom, how far, and one's referring to an individual for whom the measurement was done. So let's say Reuven says they measured for me, I got to this point. And Shimon said they measured for me, I got to this point. You listen to whomever received the larger, the further shear. Then the Mishnah says, "Vafilu eved, vafilu shivcha ne'manim lomar adkan tchum Shabbos." Even an eved, a shivcha, trusted to say, "I know this is the point where tchum Shabbos goes from the city." Shelo amru chachamim es hadavar lahachmir ella lahakil. We only say this the tchum Shabbos not as a chumrah, but we only use it as a kula. So we'll see all this. The Gemara is going to address these different parts of the mission. Before we let's turn the page, we'll look at Tosos. On the next page, Nun Tesam and Aleph, he's commenting on Afilu Eved, Afilu Shivcha Nemanim. Tosas asks the question, Vim Tomar, Ha Afilu Eid Echad Einu Neman. Even an Eid Echad isn't trusted. How could the Mishnah say we trust an Eved, we trust a Shivcha? Where do we see an Eid Echad is not trusted? Legabe Tchum Shabbos, Kedetanya Perak Beis, the Ksubas Daf Chavches. Elu Nemanim Lahaid Begolam, the following individuals are trusted. That they're able to testify when they're older, mashiro bekotnan, what they saw when they were younger. So when a 50-year-old could say, "I remember when I was 10, I remember this." When do we trust them? Zeo ksav yado shel abba. If they say, "Oh, I recognize my father's signature," the ad kan hayinu mehalchin b'Shabbos, and this is the point where we used to walk in Shabbos. This was the tchum. Umokileb the Gemara. Gemara says, "Vehudi yesh gadol imo." It's only true if there's an aid sheni with them, an aid gadol with them as well. Mashba the gadol b'fnei asmo lo meheman. So it sounds like if there's a aid echad is a gadol says, "When I was younger, I remember this," and he has another aid gadol with him. You need to aid him. Why don't we say the aid gadol is enough? Why need the other guy to join you? Must be an aid echad isn't enough for tchum Shabbos. So how come the Mishnah says here that you even trust a shivcha eved when even an aid echad isn't acceptable for tchum Shabbos? So Tosas gives two answers. Tosas says v'yesh lomar the hachanami ayri begadol imo. When we say we trust an eved, we trust a shivcha. It's also if there's another aid along with them, but not by themselves. V'lo chashkan lefarish hol v'kfar perish shama. We didn't explain this because we already explained this in Ksubis, so we didn't have to articulate this yet again. But halacha ma'isa the ein hachanami, you need a second aid. Alternatively, Tosas suggests odi shlomar the had the kamar hasam who gadol imo. When it says you need a gadol with the other guy. Lo kai akul. It's not referring to all the examples of the Mishnah. The adkan lo kai aish ploni shaya. It goes on to explain what the different circumstances where we do need a second aid. But maybe legabe tchum Shabbos, it's enough to have an aid echad. So that's a very important machlokas rishonim or 2 days in Tosas whether you need two aidim or one aid is enough for saying adkan tchum Shabbos. So take a look now. That begin the Gemara at the top here. Nun tes amun aleph. Lamakam shiriba in. The makom shemil lo. So the Gemara asks sometimes these questions, which don't seem so such a strong question. But the Mishnah said, if you measure to this place, a further place, and measure to a shorter place, you're only allowed to go to the further place, but you can't go to the shorter place. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? If you could go to the longer place, obviously you go to the shorter place. As Rashi points out, you count to 200, you first pass 100 before you get to 200. So what does it mean you can't go to the smaller place? And the Gemara just gives the obvious answer, Ema. Af lemakom shriba. You could go to the shorter place, obviously, and even to the further measurement, you could go there as well. So then the Gemara says, riba le'echad umi le'acher. You have an increased, larger shear for one person and a smaller shear for another person. Hasu lamali. Why did the teacher same exact din we taught down the Mishnah? Hainuhach, it's the first case of Lamakum Shariba, Lamakum Shremit, it's the same thing, Ribal Echad, Mila Echar. What's the difference? So Gemara explained what I told you already before, that Hachikamar. Riba Echad, Umit Echad, Shomin La Zeh Shariba. If one person measured a certain place, for certain individuals were measured to this place, and other people had measured a shorter place, so you go to the longer people, the people who had created the larger, the further shear. So Amar Abai says, "Ublvad shall yirba yosim mibidas ha'ir v'lachsona." If there's a discrepancy between measuring one and measuring two, so we go for the larger measurement unless the difference is so big. What's that difference? V'lachsona. So Rashi tries to explain it. Rashi says he doesn't really know. He says libi megami b'lashon. I'm not quite sure what it means, but something along the lines. I think if you have an a squared and b squared are the two sides of the triangle, and the c squared is the diagonal, the hypotenuse. So as long as the difference between the shorter measurement and the larger measurement isn't larger, longer than a normal diagonal of a type of triangle. So I don't know exactly what it means, neither does Rashi, but somehow the discrepancy can't be that much. Because if the larger shear is much further than the shorter shear measured, then we don't really trust that it was a mistake. We trust that something wrong was going on, and we don't allow you to go for the larger shear. So then the Gemara says, Shelo amru chachamim esadavar lahachmer ela lahaka. So we had said the reason why we could trust an evident is shivcha with regard to saying ad kan tchum Shabbos is because the whole concept of the tchum is a kula. It's not a chumra. So we're mekel. We trust even these edim. So Tosa says v'hatanya. Doesn't the Brisa say otherwise? Lo amru chachamim esadavar lahakel ela lahachmer. The Brisa says the chachamim used and created tchum Shabbos not as a kula but as a chumra. Meaning, had the Chachamim not created Tchum Shabbos, we could walk as far as we want. So the whole institution of Tchum Shabbos is a Chumra, not a Kula. So Amar Ravina, Ravina explains, and we'll see Rashi to explain what this means. Lo lahakil al divrei Torah, ela hachmer al divrei Torah, v'tchumim d'rabbanan. What's saying here is, yes, the institution of Tchum Shabbos is a Chumra. But even though it's a Chumra, whenever there's some level of suffix, we could be makel how to rely on it. So just look at Rashi to make it a little bit clearer. Rashi says, "Lo lahakel al divrei Torah kol ma shegazu chachamim b'tchumim." The whole institution of tchum is lahachmir al divrei Torah bo. It was certainly to create a chumra that didn't exist. The midiraisa lo mitaser midei vinu gazer. Midiraisa, there's no concept of tchum Shabbos, and chachamim created it. However, hilkach azlin behu lakula. But since it's all drabanan, we could go lakula da tchumim atmam midrabanan. So therefore, we could rely on the eved and the shivcha as kulas, which is pretty much a classical dirabanan case where there's a din dirabanan and the kulas of din dirabanan. That's all. So just look at Tosas dir maskevot tchumim dirabanan. It's mashma here. Tosas points out, ihava diraisa. If tchum were to be diraisa, so lo mahamne, we wouldn't trust the evidence in the shivcha. V'yafa gav de meisim b'chol yom. Even though all the times, by the way, Tosas oftentimes invokes meisim b'chol yom. It was understood that Tosas was always trying to justify what they were doing was correct. He wasn't trying to say, this is the psak and we're doing something wrong. The assumption was, if we're doing it, it's true. Let's explain why we're doing this. So he uses Maisim B'choyom all the time. So Maisim B'choyom, Shemaminim L'Nashim B'Shchita V'Nikar U'Litra Me'achala. We trust women all the time to do, in terms of Shchita, women could actually do Shchita in terms of the Nikar, removing the different Yisr Chaylev, and to remove the Gidanashe, and to be Mafish Chala. We trust Hainu Mishim Dehave B'yada. When it's biyada, when it's in their hand, when it's in their ability to do something, to do the shechita properly, to do the nikir, to do the hafrashes chula, hachala, kodem shenases hashechita, have biyada lishcho. They're trusted to say that this was a shechted cow, because if it's anything biyada, if it's in their capacity to do, then we trust them. Aval tchumim, lo havi klal biyada. When it comes to tchum, it's not biyada. L'hachi neman katan tfei, so that therefore he says that again, midiraisa, we wouldn't trust them. Why not? Because it's not in the hands of women to do this. They don't do this. They don't do Tchum Shabbos. They don't learn the halachas of Tchum Shabbos. It's not really biyada. If it's not biyada, it's on their hand to do, then we don't trust them. So he therefore says, Ulahachi neman katan tfei bebedikas chametz bitchumim. That's why we trust the katan more by bedikas chametz than by tchum. Sheinu neman bekotna lomar adkan hainu mahalchin b'shum bebedikas chametz biyada. So this is a little bit different than we saw Tosis earlier. But in essence, what he's saying here, we don't trust the katan to say, when I was younger, I remember we used to go to Adkan Tchum Shabbos. We don't trust him because it's not really biyad of a katan to measure the Tchum Shabbos. But Bedikas Chametz, which is in the hands of Nashim to do and Katanim to do, as we'll see, as the Gemara Mesachim says. So therefore, anything biyado, there's more ne'manus. Anything that's not biyado, they lack ne'manus. And that's why, again, the implication is if Tchum were to be Teraisa, we would not trust women because it's not biyada to create Tchum Shabbos. Okay, the mission now says, here in the middle of Nun Tes Amun Aleph. Ir shel yachid. We saw this mishnah quoted, I think, a couple of times already. Ir shel yachid v'nasish shel rabim. It was a yachid, a city that was owned by a yachid. Or Rashi simply says shelo hayu nichnasim ba tamid shishim ribo. This is the source of Rashi, by the way, that Rashi's rabim is 600,000 people. Shelo hayu nichnasim ba tamid shishim ribo shel bnei adam. There are not 600,000 people passing through. V'lo chashiva Rashi's rabim, and therefore it's not Rashi's rabim. Lo dami lo digle midbar. It's not similar to digle midbar. If you remember from the Gemara, all we have about the definition of Rashi's rabim is Tezayin Amma wide. Rashi here adds in 600,000 people. Either way, it's a city that has less than 600,000 people passing through. And then it becomes Nasa Sharabim. Then more people move in, and it becomes a Rosh Sharabim. So the Mishnah says, Ir Shayachid V'Nasis Sharabim, Ma'arvin Eskula, you're allowed to make an Eiv around the entire thing, and we're not concerned of it being a Rosh Sharabim, really, because normally you cannot make an Eiv around Rosh Sharabim. We'll see that in the Gemara. But this is really a yachid that turned into a rabbim, since initially it was a irsha yachid. You're allowed to make an eruv around the entire city. Now, and Tosafot Rashi points out, Marvin is kula kibbut chida. It doesn't change because more people moved in. Ve'ein mivoseh tzrichin tikkun. You don't have to make a separate tikkun lechi and korah for each mavoi. Sharehi kechatzar achatz. It's all one big city. Make a huge eruv around everything, and there's no need to make a lechayayim in the middle of the mivos. Then the Mishnah says, if it was initially Sharabim, it was lived by 600,000 people, the Nasa Shayachid and turns to a Yachid, Ein Ma'arvin Eskula, you are not allowed to make an Eiv around the entire city. The reason Rashi explains here is because it's a Chashash. Let's say even though you lost some people and now it went below 600,000 people, more people might move back in and people are going to say, oh, we used to make, you know, one big Eiv around the city and now we still could do one big city even though more people moved in. So as a Takana, when it started off as a Rabim, even though the population decreased, we always have to go back to the original way, unless the one way to fix such a city that went from Rabim to a Yachid is Ela Im Kain to the Mishnah, Asa Chutzalo Kir Chadasha Shebi Yehuda, that you did the outskirts of the city, like what they did in Ir Chadasha, which Rashi is the name of a city. Like there's an area of Monte called New City. This is Ir Chadasha. The name was New City. That's the name of the city. So what did they do in Ir Chadasha? Shebi Yehuda, Sheyeshba Chamishim Diyar and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What they did was they excluded the 50 people living and dwelling on outskirts of the city. They excluded them. They made a separate Eiriv by making a separate Eiriv, not including the 50 people. Unfortunately, they missed out on this. That was somehow establishing a new definition of city, and therefore it's now considered a Shel Yachid. But you have to leave something out of the city to make some change of the Eiriv so that you're able to move ahead with the Eiriv properly. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosh Chatzeros Shel Shnei Batim. You don't need 50 dirum. You need to have 3 Chatzeros, 2 houses in each of the Chatzeros, and if you exclude them from the Erev, that's the way a person is allowed to make an Erev around the city that was once a Shel Rabim, but now is currently a Shel Yachid. So that's the Mishnah.
Are we making a Shuta? Who are making an Erev?
An Erev here.
A regular Erev.
So it asks them. A rabbim doesn't turn to anything. You're saying you want to know if you could exclude people. I don't know. Actually, I'm not sure. The Gemara doesn't address it. I don't think. Okay, I'm not sure. So then the Gemara says, "Hechi dami ir shayachid v'nasa shirabim." What's an example of a city that was a shayachid and that turned into a shirabim? Amar Rav Yehuda kigon discarded the Reish Kalusa. Some city that was lived in or owned or run by the Reish Kalusa. So that was the example. That was a yachid that turned to a rabbim. So Amar Rav Nachman, my time. What's the reason? Why do you say it has to do with the discard to Reish Kalusa? So look at Rashi to explain the first Y line down. My time at Talisa, time above. Why are you hinging the reason on this city? You don't have another example. Why Dafki chose this example of discard to Reish Kalusa? So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman, my time, Elaim, if it's because Mishum Dishchichi Gave Harmana, if it's because a lot of people go to Harmana, which Rashi says, people go to the governor, who is the Reish Kalusa, to get rishus, to be a dayan, or to be matir b'choros. They used to get smicha, right? Smicha back then was to have a certificate that this guy knows his stuff. Reish Kalusa would sign off, and now he's a trusted dayan, he's a trusted musmach. So people would go there oftentimes to get their smicha. So now, if that's the case, because people would go to Reish Kalusa's house all the time, this car to the Reish Kalusa was packed with people waiting to get to be rabbis, it seems, which is pretty interesting. They would remind each other. Rashi explained, in other words, if it's a yachid that turns it into a sharabim, the concern is that now they have a sharabim, that people are not going to, people are not going to, it turned to Rabbim now, they're not going to remind each other, and they're going to start carrying when it's a regular Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they're going to make a proper Erev, and there's a chashash that people are not going to use the Erev properly. So Rashi points out, well, if they're coming for smicha, they're coming to get Rosh Hashanah from the Reish Galusa, well, there are enough people there to remind each other to ensure that nothing bad will happen in terms of building the Erev properly. So why is that a real chashash? So if that's why you chose the example of this cart to the Reish Galusa, so then I have the same thing. By Gemara says, Kula Yisrael Nami. By any other city, Lav Davka, the discard to the Reish Galusa, but any Jewish city, Nami B'tzafer D'Shabbos, Shchichi Gavav Dadei, on Shabbos morning, just like in the Reish Galusa's house, on Shabbos morning, apparently they'd go get Rishus to have Smicha, it was a packed house, a long line. Every Shabbos morning in a city, there's a Joshua, and people would flock to the Joshua, and they'd make sure with people to be around that no one would make any wrongdoing with the city of going from a Yochid to Rabim, and everything should be fine. So it's a very strange example that he chose of discarta the Reish Galusa. So Gemara says, no, Ela, Am Rav Nachman, Kigon discarta din Suze, with some other city. I'm not sure what the city meant, but this is just an example, nothing to do with rabbis reminding each other, no Jews reminding each other, just simply a city that turned from a Yochid to a Rabbim. That was the example, and the din is that you're allowed to make such an Erev, even though it's turned into Rabbim, it retains the initial status of a Shal Yochid, and you're allowed to make an Erev around that city. So Gemara now says, last few lines of Amud Aleph here, Tanur Rabbanan, Ir Shel Yochid, V'Nasash Sharabim, V'Rishus Harabim Overis Besocha. And there's a highway passing right through this city. Ketzada, Ketam Arvin, Oso, how do you make an Erev around the city? So it started off as a Yochid and went to a Rabbim. So the Braisa says, Osa Lechem Mikan V'Lechem Mikan. You can make a lechi from this end of the highway, make a lechi on the other end, okoramikan, vakoramikan, vinosim, vinosim, emsa, and that's your way of making the Erev around this Ir Shayacha that turned into Sharabim. The Ein Ma'arvin Oso Lechatzarin, you can't make an Erev around half the city, and not the other half, we'll see how that works. O Kula, O Mavoi, either you make the entire city one big Erev, or each Mavoi, Mavoi B'Finasma, or make a separate Tikkun Mavoi, each individually. But to make an Erev around half the city, and not around the other half of the city, that would not be allowed, and we'll see why that works in just a moment. Ha'isa Sharab, however, that whole Brisa was when it started off as an Ir Shayachid and transformed into an Ir Sharabim. But let's say it started off, Ha'isa Sharabim, when initially the city was built with 600,000 people plus, and then Harei Sharabim, and now currently stands as a Sharabim, V'ein Le'ela Pesach Echad, and there's only one Pesach, there's only a way in the city. It doesn't pass through the whole city. It just goes into the city, and you have to leave out that same entry you came in. It's one entry, one exit. So then the din is, you are able to be ma'arvin as kula. As Rashi points out in the top line of Nun Tes Amud Beis here, Vein la'ela Pesach echad, v'lav mifulashesi. It's not a highway that goes through and through, el v'lo dami l'digle midbar. It's not similar to the way the people in the midbar, the clients that walk in the midbar. Only when it's mefulash does it make it rabim. So if it's a city sharabim, so if it's not, if there is no rishus rabim in there, that would be allowed to make an erev as well. But implication is, if it's an ir sharabim and there's a rishus rabim going from Pesach Echad to the Pesach Acher, that one would not be able to make an erev properly unless you hold of Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, Man Tana Demarbre Rishus Rabim. Who's the one who allows you to make an erev around the Rishus Rabim? Am Rav Huna Bre De Rishua Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya Yes Al Kain Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was adding on to what Chachamim allowed, and he's a Das Yachid, in that Misha Yeshel Shnei Batim B'Shei Tzidei Rishus Rabim. A person has two houses, and they're opposite each other, and there's a Rishus Rabim passing right between his two houses. Osa Lacham Mikan V'Lacham Mikan, or Kor Mikan V'Kor Mikan, V'Nosim V'Nosim Emsa. You can make two Lachayim or two Koros, and you could carry in between. So we see clearly you are allowed to make an Erev around the Rishus Rabim according to Rabbi Yehuda, but we hold Amrulo Ein Marvin Rishus Rabim Mekach. We do not allow one to make an Erev around the Rishus Rabim. So this whole Brisa about the possibility of making an Erev is only the Fi Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara is going to analyze each of the other parts of the Brisa we mentioned above. So we had said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's a Lechaim or a Koros. Amar Mar, so we had mentioned before, Ve'ein Ma'arvin Osa Lechatzan, you cannot make an Erev around half the city and not the other half of the city. So Amar Papa says, Lo Amar, it's only Chuela La'orka Amal Rachba Ma'arvin. So the way it works, if you have a picture, it's very helpful, but imagine you have, let's say this is the length of the city, and the Orcha is here, the Rosh Ram going right through. So what it says here is, you can't go La'orcha. I can't make an Erev on this half and not that half, because right now, it's only half the highway is within the Erev. The other half isn't. So people are going to go from Erev to Erev, from no Erev to Erev on the same highway. That's not allowed. We'll see why that is not allowed. But to make l'rachba, to make this side of the highway an Erev, and not that side of the Erev, that's completely allowed. We do that all the time. You know, if there's a Rosh Hashanah, let's say, the highway, you can make an Erev, or the Queens is a great example. You know, Forest Hills and Kew Gardens Hills. Back, they used to not have a connection over the bridge of over the Van Wyck, but Kew Garden Hills has its own Erev. And then the separate area from Forest Hills, so let's say it was a big city, so you could do a half on one side of the highway, half on the other side of the highway, that's allowed. But to do half on top, including the highway, this way, where this part of the highway is part of the area, and that part of the highway is not part of the area, that's not allowed. That's what Rapapa points out. So the Gemara then says, come on, who holds this way? Delo Rebbe Akiva. Can't be Rebbe Akiva. Because we're going to see a little bit of a complicated sugya in Rebbe Akiva. I'll try to make it simple. Rebbe Akiva holds that one area, if I'm permitted, let's say on this side of the highway, there's an Erev here, so I could carry here. Although I could carry here, I can still aser your area. So what does that mean? So let's look at the Gemara. Ha Amar regel hamuteres bimkomo oseres shel bimkomo. Rebbe Akiva holds that if I'm in the two chatzeros, this whole situation of two chatzeros, we might have to look at Rashi to get this clear, but if I have a chatz, my chatzer's here, and I'm able to, let's imagine this is the two chatzeros. Rosh Hashanah is this way. My chatzer is entering the Rosh Hashanah, and there's another chatzer here. Now that chatzer could only access the Rosh Hashanah going through my chatzer to get to the Rosh Hashanah. Now let's say we each make our own individual Erev, but we don't combine with each other. So this chatzer makes its own Erev, and this chatzer makes its own Erev. So that's the din. But remember, this chatzar needs to get through my chatzar to get to Rosh Hashanah. So if you take a look, I'm going to try maybe read this out. So let's try Rashi inside together. It's a little hard, but let's learn Rashi together. Rashi says, Regel hamuteres bimkoma oseres shlo bimkoma. Kigon beiz chatzeros. Zulifnim, mizu, vachitzona psucha l'Rosh Hashanah. The outer one has an access point to Rosh Hashanah. Vapnimis, ein lo pesach, now the inner chatzer, the only way to access the Rosh Hashanah is to go through the chitzona, the outer one. Needless to say, when the chitzona, which is the one adjacent to Rosh Hashanah, made its own chatzer, and the pnei pnimis, the inner chatzer, didn't make any erev, lios mutarin betashmis chatzer latmo, havi regi haasar hasura bimkomo. The asra drisas haregel didu achitona afil rabbanim. If the chatzer panimi didn't make any erev, they certainly cannot walk on the outer chatzer. They cannot walk through the chatzer or use the chatzer to get to Rosh Hashanah. The chayvin the bechatzer the gufayu asri lekel mechvinu lemechad dasha didu v'michalu al drisas haregel sheishlan achitona. And we're going to read this through. It's a little bit confusing here. Afilu irvu zula atzmo v'zula atzmo. Even when they both made their own erev, to have a panimis Mutter bimkomo. In a situation where the chatzer penimis made its own independent erev, where it can use its own chatzer now, even though that can carry Palag Rebbe Akiva of Omer, drisas haregel dida asra chitona upenimis muteris v'chitona asura hachanami nitasha hadade. That's confusing. I'll say this outside. The penimis now, at least we have the setup, they have their own independent erev. So they could carry. No one asks them because they have their own erev. The chitona made their own erev as well. Problem is, they didn't include the Pnimi Chatzer, and Pnimi Chatzer usually use their Chatzer. By then excluding them, they actually are not allowed to use their own Chatzer, because the Chatzer Pnimi did not partake in their Erev. So while the Erev Chatzeris of the Pnimi works for themselves, Pnimi could be, they're called the Makom Muteris, they could walk in their area, they can aser on the Chatzer Chitzona. So let me read that inside one more time. So the Gemara says now, according to Ha Diyuku Rabbi Akiva, even though the chatzer pnimi is mutter, rega muteris bimkoma, in their place they could carry in their erev, they have the ability to oseres, to aser the adjacent chatzer, even though it's not in their makom. That's what he says. So it's not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would say, if I made an erev on this side of the highway, and not an erev on that side of the highway, so then he holds that they can aser each other. By not including other parts, they should aser each other. So it must be that Rabbi Akiva does not agree to the ability to make separate eruvim. So he does not hold to this brisa. It's not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva, although he says by the two chatzeros, you can aser one to the next, by the two separate eruvim, he does not think that they will aser each other. Why not? Because afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva, ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Akiva, hasam ela b'shtei chatzeros zulufne mizu, that each chatzer is separate, the pnimis leslei pischa acharina. The inner chatzar has no other way to get to Rishis Ram other than through the chatzar. So they have the ability to asher that chatzar chitona. But as opposed to the two Eruvim, we don't need each other. Yes, we're in the same city, but we can each function completely independently, and therefore one side of the highway should have no impact on the other side of the highway, so even Rabbi Kiva would allow two Eruvim to be set up on each side of the highway. Aval, when it comes further, when it comes to Aval Hacha here, by the case of two Eruvim in the city, two sides of the highway, Hani Nafki Behai Pischa, Hani Nafki Behai Pischa. They each have their own way to leave, and therefore they have no bearing on each other and will not answer one another. That's one approach to this Gemara. Ikadami, others say, Amra Papa, Lo Tema La'arka Hudulam Arvin, Aval Racham Arvin. Don't say the length. What we said, cutting across the highway, that's not allowed, but maybe Rachva on two sides of the Erev, that should be acceptable. No, don't say that, says Rav Papa. Ela filu l'rachba nami lo marvin. Even on two sides of the highway, separate Eruvim won't be accepted either. Who holds that way? Come on. That's Rabbi Akiva. Just like Rabbi Akiva said, two chatzeros would ask each other, two sides of the highway, those two separate entities would also ask each other, and you cannot make such an Erev on two sides of the highway. That's what the Gemara suggests at this point. And the Gemara says that, no, afilu tema rabbanan, even rabbanan, who normally agree by the chatzeros, that the chatzer primi will not also aser, the chatzer chitzona, they will agree by the city, one eruv can aser the other eruv. Why? Because ad kan lo kamer rabbanan hasem elo b'shtei chatzeros, only by shtei chatzeros, does he say that each chatzer is independent and cannot aser each other, zu lifnim mizu de primis, achada ladasha umeshamsha. What that means is, Rashi explained, if the chatzer chitona wants, they could just shut the door and won't allow the other chatzer to come in. They could put up a wall, say, you're not allowed. Okay, you can't get the Rishis Rabim? Too bad. Climb over your fence, but you can't come through our chatzer. So since they can lock them out entirely, they have no right to aser the chatzer chitona. However, when it comes to a city of Ahacha, mi matu masaki Rishis Rabim Ahacha, could you put up a wall in the middle of the highway and say, don't come to our side of the town? Certainly not. And therefore, in this case, since they both can access each other, since they didn't make an Erev together, then you cannot make Erev in half the city and not the other half of the city. That's the Gemara's understanding. So now the Gemara says, Amar Mar, we said earlier, Okula Amavwe, we had said it above, if a person wants to make an Erev in the city, you can't make a half the city, either all city, one Erev around the entire city, everything's included, which is what we do, or each Mavwe requires a separate Tikkun in its own right. So the Gemara says, Maishna Dilachatayin Dilo, why do we say you can't make an Erev in half the city, and not the other half of the city? We said above, Ze'aser Hadadeh, because each half of the city will aser the other half of the city. So, Mavi Mavi Nami Aser Hadadeh. So, should we say, if one Mavi has a Tikkun, the other Mavi doesn't have a Tikkun, aren't all Mavos connected to each other? So, in essence, by you making each Mavi separately, if one Mavi doesn't have a Tikkun, Lech Yerkora, won't that now aser the other Mavi? So, how can you do half, just like in half an Erev won't work, so to half a Mavos won't work either. So the Gemara says, no, hachav ma'askin, the case here is, kagon d'avid daka, we made a daka. That's not a daka, the Rashi explains here. You look at Rashi around 10 narrow lines up, d'avid daka, pesach nomuch, a very low entranceway, berosh kol mavoy, the entranceway of each mavoy, the gola daitu made it clear, la'salukle kochad michavre, to make each one separately. In other words, if the mavos were all interconnected in a very easy way to pass through from one to the next, then it's all considered one grid, all connected. It's either all or nothing for the mavos as well. But here, apparently, the mavalos were made where the entranceways were narrow or low down, where it wasn't easily accessible, which indicated that each mavoy is a separate entity in its own right, and therefore, yes, you can have a mavoy have this tikkun for that mavoy, and that mavoy may not have a tikkun, but since it was constructed in such a way to not make it easily accessible, each one is viewed independently, and that's why it differs from that of the half an Arab of the city. And the Gemara says, just like we have, v'chiha d'amar rev idi bar aben, amar rev chista, echem ibnei mavoy sh'asa daka l'pischo, if a person of the mavoy makes one of these low entranceways into the mavoy, eino oser al b'nei mavoy, that will not aser from the other B'nai Mavoy, that's just a way of indicating you want the Mavoy to be entirely independent from the other Mavaos of the city. So then the Gemara quotes back from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Zera arva lemasa debe Rabbi Chia v'loshavik le shira. So one time, apparently, Rabbi Zera was making an area around the city of Bay Rabbi Chia. Now, I'm not sure why Rabbi Zera was doing this. I'm guessing, I think Rabbi Chia came way before Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Chia was a Tanaim. Rabbi Zeira is not, so it's probably just called the city of Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Zeira was, he was charged with the job of making an Erev around the city. Now it was a Erev, Yachid, an Irsha Yachid of Bei Rabbi Chia that turned into Sharabim. It became the population grew. Now, what he didn't do when he made the Erev, he didn't do the Shir. Remember we said in the Mishnah, if you want to make an Erev around an Irshel, a new Irshel Rabim, you have to make an Erev excluding either the 50 Diyarim or the three Chatzeros on the outside. But he didn't do that. He didn't have any Shir. So Amar Leh, bye bye, says to Rabbi Zeira, my time of Avidmar, why did you do this? Hachi Amar Leh, Sabbath Didei. That's what the elders said to him. Amar Leh, Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi, Marv Kula. They told me that Rabbi Chiya, when he was around, he made an Erev around the whole city. So, he must be an Irsha Yachid that turned into Irsha Rabim, and you can make one Erev around the entire city. Amar Leh, the Didi Amri Leh was said to me, Amri Leh, Hani Sabi, certain older people said to me, Hay Ashba Havle Bechad Gisa, Behasha Dipane Leh, Ashba Havle Kishne Psachim Vasr. Problem is, that's true when there's only one entranceway of the highway. But here, there's actually an entranceway, a highway that goes from one end of the city to the other end of the city, and you can't make an Erev around it. Yes, initially, there was a garbage blocking one end of the city, so you thought there's only one entranceway, but they removed the garbage now, so it's a highway that passes through and through. So now there's a real Irsha Rabim, it's a real Rosh Rabim, and you can't make an Erev around this without leaving the proper Shur. And the Rebbe Zera says, Amar Leh, Lama Daiti, I was unaware of this, thank you for telling me. And then apparently he had to fix the Erev to exclude parts of the outskirts of the city to make a proper Erev here. So the Gemara then asks a question, Baimene Rav Ami Barada Harfana Me Rabba. They ask for the following question. Sulam Mikan, Upasach Mikan Mahu. Let's say one entrance to the city was a regular entrance, where you walk in. The other end was a ladder. Now, is a ladder considered an entranceway? Is that considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim passing through and through? Or a ladder, you have to start climbing down. It's not really a flow of 16,000 people passing through. And maybe it's not a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, Amar Leh Hachi Amar Rav, Sulam Toras Pesach Alav. So he says, the Sulam is considered a Pesach. It's considered an entranceway. And therefore, this is a full bona fide Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And you need to do the proper, you may not be able to make an error of you. So Amar Leh, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Lo, Tatisi Leh, don't listen to him. Because Hachi Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav, we have a different Mesorah. Sulam, Toras Pesach Alava, the Toras Mechit Alava. Sometimes the Sulam serves as a Pesach, and sometimes Sulam actually serves as a wall. And if it serves as a wall in this case, then you would be able to make an Erev. Toras Mechit Alava, Kidamran. We have examples where it's mentioned, like we discussed in the past. I'm not sure which example he's referring to. One second, into the quote, which I think maybe the case, this very example, I think, is the case where it serves as a machitza, and therefore you're able to make a Erev here. And Taras Pesach Alava, Besulam Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. When does a Sulam, a ladder, serve as a Pesach? If there's an area between two Chatzeros, and you have a ladder, which acts as, let's say, the Chatzeros, one's higher than the other one, and there's a ladder connecting the lower Chatzer to the higher Chatzer, that will actually serve as a Pesach between two Chatzeros. And what's the significance? The significance is, since these Chatzeros are connected to each other, you have the option, Ratzu Echad Ma'ariv, Ratzu Shnayim Ma'arvin. You can either make one area around both Chatzeros, which is considered one Chatzer, or you can make two separate ones that are considered independent. But that's only the Gabi Chatz. But the Gabi Rosh Hashanah Rabim, if there's a Sulam at the other end, that's certainly not considered a Pesach. That is considered a Mechitza, in which case one would be able to make an Erev around such a city. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone, good morning. And Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Not an easy daf, but we'll continue plugging away together.